If you're a fan of a certain kind of European pop music, this Saturday is a big day. It's the finals of the Eurovision Song Contest, the platform that most famously launched the careers of ABBA and Celine Dion. 43 countries have submitted acts with original songs for this year's competition. This weekend, some 180 million fans around the world are going to be glued to their screens to hear pop offerings like this by Benjamin Ingrosso of Sweden. NPR's Andrew Jones is among the super fans visiting Lisbon for Eurovision. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning, Rachel.
All right. What are you liking this year?
Okay. Well, as it is many years, it's all about the cheesy pop music this year at Eurovision. So one of the songs that is really certainly setting the clubs alight, but also I think is one of the bookies' favorites to win, is this Cypriot entry. It's called Fuego.
I love it.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, super dancey, as you can hear. And so, you know, picture the stage. You have this singer and her backup dancers. They're in these skin-tight outfits. They're dancing. They're whipping their hair all over the place. There are so many pyrotechnics, Rachel.
Well, Fuego. Hello, Andrew. You're going to need some pyrotechnics.
Listen, literal staging is definitely something Eurovision leans into hard. But, you know, it feels like you're in a Mediterranean nightclub. And that's the sort of thing that can oftentimes absolutely get the votes.
All right, so a lot of cheesy pop, but there also tends to be at least one act that's just weird, right? I mean, I think I remember last year there was Romanian yodeling.
Absolutely. Well, I think we got you to yodel on the radio, Rachel. So
did we? I think I tried to forget that, maybe.
Check the tape. You know, I'm not going to say you can top the Romanian yodeling, but Israel is certainly making a push for weird and wacky. Their entry is called Toy. It's by a singer named Netta.
I'm not your toy. Yeah, that's weird.
But let me tell you how it looked actually on stage. So you had Netta, the singer. She's got three backup dancers who are these pink and black jumpsuits, and they are doing the most expressive dancing you can imagine. And there's this recurring theme of both the singer and her dancers doing like a chicken dance. It's a lot, but if you believe the betting websites, it could actually win as well.
The U.S. is not in this competition, right? So how do we make American audiences care about Eurovision, Andrew?
Well, we give them very entertaining commentators to make fun of it all, is what we do. In the U.S., it's going to be airing on Logo TV, which is a cable TV channel sort of aimed at an LGBT audience. There's commentary from Ross Matthews, who is a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, and Shangela, who was a contestant on the show. So I called up Shangela yesterday to say, if you were to try and convince an average American why they should be watching, what would you tell them?
I say, baby, listen. Now, I know that you have a lot of things that you could do with your Saturday afternoon, but what of those things is going to leave you possibly with your jaw on the ground? What is going to make you feel like you spent the best afternoon of your life? That would be watching Eurovision, because this is not only a singing competition, but this is the singing Super Bowl of the world, okay? This is the singing Olympics. So get your life. Get your popcorn and come on over and watch Eurovision.
Get your life, get your popcorn.
Absolutely. I don't think you can argue with that logic.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. NPR's Andrew Jones covering Eurovision from Lisbon, doing the hard work. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Anytime, Rachel.